Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Here on board with Cal Walters and Tom Claxton, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. And we've got a great show coming up for you, but first I want to thank some of the sponsors that make the show possible.
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Alabama Pipe and Supply, the Charlie Wilson Agency, AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialist, the law firm of Gardberger and Kimberly, and Daphne's Hottest Place for Chow, the Waterfront Restaurant at No. 1 Yacht Club Drive, and the Medicare lady, Ms. Keisha Chambers, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens.
And, of course, we want to thank all our sponsors, and you are our great listeners, because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. Of course, SBN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them, so you can join in the discussion on Facebook, and you can always check out scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. Coming up later on SBN, we will be joined by one of our legal eagles from the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ms. Jennifer Bird, as she will get us up to speed on the legal issues facing our veterans today. We will also speak with Mr. Ray Stiles from AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialist. You know, the weather is changing a little bit, getting a little bit cooler, but we get some of those nasty storms that come through here, and now's the time to get your property ready for the cold, damp months of winter in the South. And, of course, Tom's tirade on We Won't Get Fooled Again. You don't want to miss it. But first, it's an honor to be joined on SBN by the general manager of the Waterfront Restaurant in Daphne, Ms. Corey Gaston. Corey, thank you for joining us, and thank you and your crew for everything that you do for our veterans, our first responders, and our military.
Thank y'all for having me on again.
Yeah, Corey, good to have you on board with us here this afternoon. Had the pleasure of partaking of some of the fine shrimp and grits over there Sunday afternoon. I started to go out on the patio and all. It was so nice, but I sure did enjoy that air conditioning inside.
It has been really nice. It's great that, you know, here it is the middle to end of November, and we're still able to sit outside and enjoy outdoor dining. The weather's been great, getting to almost 80 degrees. But, you know, even if we get a cold front that comes through, we've got heaters out there for that patio.
Yeah, I noticed that. Y'all kind of got that prepared. Even in the summertime, you've got your misters on out there, too.
Right. Summertime, we do fans and misters. And then wintertime, we've got the propane heaters out there. So try to sit out there as many days as possible.
Yeah. Well, they would really a bunch of people out there Sunday afternoon, though, but that brunch meal is getting very popular.
It is. We do brunch on Sundays from 11 to 2. It's in addition to our regular menu. There's about 10 items on there. Of course, we've got Pete's Famous Beignets. We do a chicken and beignets for somebody who wants it a little heartier. The shrimp and grits you enjoyed.
Yes, it was awesome.
Bread pudding. And we'll actually, on December 7th, which is 2 Sundays from now,
right,
we're going to have Santa there for brunch.
Oh, my goodness. I better come over and see him and see if he'll get me a present.
Exactly. Get your picture made with him for
I know. I'm going to break his camera.
Turning your list, yeah. Turning your Christmas, and maybe he'll get that Red Rider BB gun you've always wanted.
Yep.
I will post it on social media for everyone to see.
Oh, my God. You'll break everybody's TV then. Everybody's computer's going down the drain. Yeah, Old Folks Incorporated. What are you talking about, girl? But listen, y'all have got some exciting things going on over there. Give us a little insight.
We do. So currently we've got bingo for the next 2 Mondays before we take our Christmas break. And our bingo charity this month is the VFW Post and Fairhope Post 199. So raising some money for them and their new building that they just christened last weekend, I believe, is when they had their official opening of it.
They did.
But they're still in need of some funds and everything, so we're still raising money for them.
Well,
go
ahead.
We'll be with them for the next 2 weeks, and then we're going to take a little Christmas break, and we'll start back up after the first of the year. But we've got 2 more weeks of bingo on Monday night.
There you go. That's awesome. Well, the commander of 199 made a statement, I think it was yesterday in our meeting, South Alabama Veterans Council, that they had had a grand opening there over the weekend. But he says, y'all still come on over, because he said we got $1 million note on this building, and also we still got to pay for it all.
Exactly. They still have lots of stuff they need to pay for, so that's why we're helping raise money for them.
Well, it's a real blessing for you guys to be working with them, because that hurricane come through there and messed them up severely. I think it was Sarah or something like that. It was the hurricane that hit them.
But, I think it was Sally, yeah.
Sally? Yeah, I knew it was one of those S words.
Exactly.
I had to find it, though. You know, I didn't get on the right hard drive to pull that name off, so...
I know. Luckily, it's been a while since we've had one to hit us, so that's, you know, quite the blessing.
Well, how the bingo nights that you've got going on over there, are you getting any real participation out of that?
Oh, yeah. We've got lots of regulars who come every single week that are there, you know, without fail, and then, you know, the people that are coming out to support their favorite charity in addition to that.
Right.
So... we do happy hour from 2 to close on that night. So there's happy hour food and drinks all during bingo. And it's just a really good time.
When are we going to have the Jeeps back over there?
The Jeeps will be back over there the second Tuesday in December. I believe it's the 16th, I think, is the December, the second Tuesday in December.
Okay.
But yes, the second Tuesday of every month. And then we're going to be doing... With the Warrior Legacy Ranch, we're going to be doing coffees and cars.
Right, right.
On the third Saturday of December.
Yeah, well, we're going to have a groundbreaking on the 24th there. I think that's just coming Monday.
On nice. The
Warrior
okay.
Legacy, yeah. So they will, I know they hadn't got in touch with Pete and Nick yet, but we're going to get that groundbreaking started there, and they're going to get started on that building here pretty soon.
Perfect. Well, I will definitely have to get with Patrick on that so we can get some people over there.
Yeah, it's awesome. I'm just so proud of him and you guys and all that y'all have done and working with him to help make that come to pass. Because without people and organizations like your own, he wouldn't have been able to make that happen for our vets.
Exactly. You know, it takes a village.
It certainly does. It certainly does. All right. Well, we're looking forward to being over there, partaking of some of the fine seafood, and glad that you could take a break here and be with us this afternoon. Are you getting Nick to come show up anymore now, or is he staying down at Sunset Point?
Oh, no, he's always around.
He's like paint always. On the wall, isn't he?
Exactly.
He's always there. All right. Well, you're doing an outstanding job. You had a little manager there that I haven't seen before at Waterfront. But the gentleman, I watched him real close. He was doing an unbelievable job.
Very good. Glad to hear that.
Yes, he did an awesome job. Everybody was taking good care of business, and food was out quick. It was just, I was really surprised that I didn't see you and Nick around, and yet you had some awesome new management on your team.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're doing a good job, as well as yourself, Corey. Y'all have a blessed one. Appreciate you working with us on the show.
All right. Thanks, Tom. You have
all
a good night.
All right. And as always, you can visit the scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. And on the other side of the break, Ms. Jennifer Byrd with the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly will return on the Scuttlebutt.
Hit a lick against what's wrong, or say a word for what's right, even though you get walloped for saying that word. Now, I may sound like a Bible beater yelling up a revival at a river crossing camp meeting, but that don't change the truth none. There's right and there's wrong. You gotta do one or the other. You do the one and you're living. You do the other and you may be walking around, but you're dead as a beaver hat.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans. Transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. And if you like to listen on demand, you can also catch us on the FM Talk 106.5 app for your phones or media devices. That'll be our regularly aired programs that are up on the app. And Tom Styrett is up on CastBox.fm. And it's an honor to be joined on SBN by one of our C lawyers from the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, a great patriot and supporter of our veterans. I think she was a gumbo judge or something like that. I'm not sure. The chief cook and bottle washer, yep, the roommaker. Yep. just don't get in her way. Ms. Jennifer Byrd. Jennifer, welcome back to SBN, and thank you for your service to our veterans.
Thank you, Cal. Good to hear your voice. And, yeah, I think I've been chief bottle washer for a while for some of this stuff. I'm looking forward to our next MRA cook-off, by the way, on this Armed Forces Day coming up next year. You going to come join us this time?
I would love to. I would love to. There's nothing like an MRA.
Yeah.
But hey, if you want to do it old school, you know, you'd have to get the Jeep out there and try to cook it on the engine block.
There you go.
Hey, I tell you what, I can do all kinds of stuff. I might have to just try that just to show you I could.
Yep, there you go.
There you go. Yeah, just don't give Tom any C4 to try to heat it up.
No. Yeah, I'm gonna back up and watch them all. I don't know where some of the stuff that they turned in for that MRE cook-offs there, I don't know where I would try to eat that or not. So. I had enough problem. When I had C rations. I didn't have MREs, but
Tom, you had A rations.
A rations?
O plus.
Yeah. There you go. But we're extremely proud to have Jennifer on board here with us tonight. And Jennifer, you have some awesome information about some of the medicines that they're prescribing for our PTSD nightmares now. Give us a little insight on where we're at with that.
Well, you know, I usually come on and just talk about legal things, but this issue is so important to so many of our veterans. Most of the time when we hear about medication recalls, it comes from your pharmacy. But the VA is really pushing to get this information out there to our veterans because this medicine is called Prazosin. Got a lot of other different names. It's a blood pressure medication, so it could be prescribed for that. But a lot of times, this is commonly prescribed by the VA for veterans that have PTSD nightmares. And it's supposed to help with controlling those as well as your reaction to the nightmares. The thing is, the United States FDA recalled more than 500,000 bottles of this particular medication from New Jersey-based Teva Pharmaceuticals and then Amerisource. And both of those companies voluntarily issued these nationwide recalls earlier this month. I think it's like $580,000 bottles of various strengths of Prazosin capsules. So if any of our veterans are prescribed this, it doesn't matter necessarily what the strength of it is. What they're saying is that these bottles contain something called nitrosamine. It's potentially cancer-causing chemicals that happen during the manufacture or storage of these drugs. And I think they have levels that are what they say okay. I don't know that any of that's okay. But what's happened when they tested some of these bottles is these were huge amounts of this byproduct that was contained in the pills themselves. The spokesperson for the VA said that they have ceased distributing all of the affected batches, and they're in the process of informing veterans about this. But you know how I feel about the VA and their information. Sometimes they're really great, but this is one of those, if any of our veterans have this prescription, they need to reach out to their doctors or their providers, ask if they're taking this, maybe get them to do a new prescription, send some new medications of a safe batch. This is just something that we have enough risk from toxic exposures and everything else. We don't need to add some kind of cancer-causing chemicals from a pill manufacturer.
And here we are with PTSD to start with, and the nightmares that they incur, and now they're going to give them a drug that can cause them to have cancer.
Yeah. And I will say, this is not the VA's fault. I think they've actually been pretty proactive on this one of trying to get out there, but it just came out, you know, within this week. So this is something I thought was really important for all the veterans listening out there. Pay attention to this one. You guys check it out.
It's a blessing. It's a blessing. Appreciate you doing that. But burn pits in Vietnam, now I haven't heard that.
Okay. I hear about this a lot from my friends that are Vietnam veterans and from a lot of my clients. Burn pits didn't just start in the Gulf War or Operation Enduring Freedom or Operation Iraqi Freedom. They have been around a very long time. And basically, troops use jet fuel the same way they did in the Gulf.
Right.
Burn waste from latrines. They had trash from bases and hospitals, whatever. Yeah, I mean, these guys in Vietnam, they used it the same way that our guys in Southwest Asia area did. And, you know, the health effects of burn pits from Iraq and Afghanistan have gotten huge attention and a lot of benefits in recent years. There's a lot of presumptive conditions that come along with it, especially since the PACT Act was passed. But the open-air burning that the Vietnam troops with has been largely ignored. And I have a lot of veterans that I know personally and then the ones that I represent as well that have some of the same issues from burn pit exposure. And the Governmental Accountability Office, the GAO, just again last week issued a report saying that there's a lack of data and research on the health impacts for Vietnam veterans. And they said the use of burn pits in military operations that occurred in Southwest Asia is well documented, but little to nothing has been reported about open air burning in Vietnam War. Here's just some of the examples of Vietnam. They had 10 yards or several miles of their living or work quarters that were having fires left burning constantly throughout the day and night. One engineer said they burned trash in a hole that they created from artillery fire to burn everything to deny the enemy material they could repurpose. Construction surveyors said that they set ablaze classified documents. Military police officers said that troops kept the fires going in the burn barrels just to keep warm or to be able to see. For the guys, Southwest Asia service, they're recognizing all of this because it's the same things that they did. But our Vietnam veterans are suffering the effects too. And it's all lung conditions, COPD, emphysema, interstitial lung disease. All of these have been granted presumptive status for our Southwest Asia veterans under the PACT Act, but not our veterans from the Vietnam War. Quite honestly, after having to fight for years and years and years to get presumptives for Agent Orange, I don't think that they should have to go through that when they had the same kind of burn pits. So, again, Burn Pits 360 is one of the main groups behind the PACT Act and pushing for the recognition. And they basically said that when they started their push for the Southwest Asia veterans, that the Vietnam veterans joined them hand in hand and pushed for it as well because they didn't want these younger guys to have the same kind of fight that they did. So now Burn Pits 360 is turning around and trying to help our Vietnam veterans get their access for burn pits that they were exposed to as well.
You know, and it's just unbelievable. All the problems that we've had and occurred, and now what we're really opening up to see what caused a lot of our troops to get all these diseases and everything and these effects. But here's another one: male breast cancer veterans.
Now I'm gonna. This one may tick a few people off, but that's okay because I'm gonna say it anyway. Breast tissue in men and women pretty similar. Male breasts don't produce milk, but the treatment for breast cancer is the same. And there's been a ton of research that has linked breast cancer to toxic exposure. In June of 2024, the VA announced that male breast cancer was going to be a presumptive as well. They added a couple other urethral cancer and cancer of the periurethral glands. This was all done in June of 2024. But in September of this year, September 30th to be exact, the VA announced that they're no longer going to have male breast cancer as a presumptive condition.
What?
Yeah. So
how did it stop all of a sudden?
Well, here, let me read you what the VA said. They said the PACT Act allows the VA to presume service connection for, quote, reproductive cancer. And under this provision, the previous administration falsely classified male breasts as reproductive organs. So they were eliminating this false classification. And as of September 30th, the department no longer presumes service connection for male breast cancer. This is a huge issue for me. This isn't about gender ideology this time. This is about flipping science. The last time I checked, breasts are not necessary for reproduction in a woman. Ovaries and a uterus are. Breasts are not a reproductive organ. And the toxins that cause this cancer invade breast tissue. When you look at the science, the frequency, the presentation, and the risk factors are different for men and women, but the symptoms, the diagnostic process, and the treatment's the same. Even the survival rates are similar. And so I'm hoping that this issue is going to be addressed soon. This is a big deal for me because I have a 20-plus year male Navy veteran of the Gulf War, Operation Iraqi Freedom, and Operation Enduring Freedom that's recently been diagnosed with breast cancer. And I'm filing it as a presumptive. I know it's going to get denied, but this is one of those that I'm going to keep fighting until he gets the benefits that he deserves and recognition of the exposures that caused his cancer.
God bless you.
This is one of those that just aggravates me.
God bless you in what you do for our troops.
Well, you know, I happen to love a lot of them. You're one of them,
well,
you know.
Well, you know, you're a Navy mom. You actually have a son that's active in the Navy at this time.
Yep.
And you have members of all your family are in just about all branches of service. And it's just, you do so much for our vets. We really appreciate it. And then all of the other veterans organizations that you participate in, too, as well. So it's been a real blessing to have you on tonight. Give us a little phone number on how our
all right.
can get in touch with Garberg.
Contact us at Garberg and Kimberly, 251-343-1111, or catch us online at garberglaw.com.
And you can always go to scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. On the other side of the break, Mr. Ray Stiles with AFS Waterproofing and Foundations when we return on the Scuttlebutt.
Since I was 19, and I still haven't learned how to wait for it. I wanted a mission for my sins. They gave me one.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Along with Tom Claxton, I'm Cal Walters, and we're glad that you joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today.
And we certainly want to thank the folks that continue to help make this show possible, the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Alabama Pipe and Supply, our sea lawyers, Colin Kimberly, and all the fine folks at the foundation, law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, trying to get the foundation man in here too quick. And one of our newest sponsors, AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialist. And we certainly don't want to forget Miss Keisha Chambers, the Medicare lady, and Daphne's Jewish Eatery, the waterfront restaurant at Number One Yacht Club Drive. And we don't want to forget Brother Charlie Wilson, that insurance agency, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens.
And, you know, Tom, just a quick programming note. Next week is Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And so everybody, we wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. Hopefully you'll be able to spend it with loved ones and certainly remember those who are serving, who are away from their loved ones.
Amen.
And those who have have made the ultimate sacrifice, sure, and are no longer able to be with their families at Thanksgiving. Just know that we're all thankful for your sacrifices. And then coming up December 3rd, Tom, we're going to be out on the battleship.
The battleship.
Last remote this year.
Yes, would be our last remote for the year. What an awesome venue that is there. And that just gives me cold chills every time I go aboard that ship and then go to the wardroom where we do our remote shows, knowing that all of the things that occurred in that room that we were in, you know. Now, do I believe in ghosts? Not really. But, you know, if you were going to have some, that would be the place that we would run into them.
Oh, absolutely. I thought you were going to say you had cold chills because you feared they might stick you in the brig.
Well, I've already been threatened by the General Cobb on doing that quite often. She reminded me that she already had my picture hanging in her brig aboard.
Oh, yeah. I thought they had renamed it the Tom Claxton Memorial.
And, you know, she said, and it's working. I said, wait a minute, General. I said, you know, we're supposed to be in charge of the brig, not in the brig.
But there you go.
She said, well, but, hey, with you, it won't work that way.
But, hey, again, enjoy Thanksgiving, and we'll be back out on the battleship on the 3rd, too. And that's a daytime. That's a remote.
Right.
So that's at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We'll be following Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan.
So, right,
it's great now to be joined on SPN by Mr. Ray Stiles with AFS Waterproofing and Foundations. Hey, Ray, welcome back to SPN, and thank you for your service to our veterans and their families.
I'm glad to be here, and it's great to be a part of this, having had such a military family and a mindset. And one thing that people forget about is, you know, now our military is completely voluntary. And the neatest thing to me is to think that somebody else is willing to stand in your stead. And that is the biggest thing to me. And having, you know, we just went through Veterans Day this past week, and
right,
to remember that there's folks lining up to take your spot.
Amen.
And that is, that's powerful. And even if you're a veteran that has served before, and you've now allowed somebody else to take your spot, which to me is a neat thing because you've passed the torch along. And I met a veteran today that had started serving in the Navy in 1983, and he just retired September 30th, or as he said, 30 September.
30 September.
And I thought that was neat. I was like, because he said he did 26 years active, and then he did 19 years of I guess you would say it was reserve.
Right.
And the amount of stuff he saw that changed since 83 is impressive.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was there to look at a pool deck for him. And those are one of the things that we do is we look at a lot of – because it could be trip hazards and things around a pool deck and the sidewalks and the slabs. And a lot of times folks just don't think about it. They've gotten used to seeing it, and it just goes that way. And those are one of the things we focus on is – being able to stabilize those concrete slabs and the pieces around the pools or pieces that are in your carport, your driveways, things like that that are causing trip hazards. And for some of my veterans that I've met that are getting a little older that are walking with a cane or with a walker, those become an issue. You know, you don't want to have a trip hazard or a toe kick somewhere along the way.
Well, you know, one of the things that we have to consider at our age, being an older vet, and we have to be real careful because we don't lift our feet up like we should and like we did when we were younger. But the other facet of the thought is that if you trip and fall and you break a hip, we see so many occasions where that's it. You normally don't come back out of the hospital and or the nursing home after you break that hip or something like that. And I've seen so many of our veterans even, you know, twist an ankle or twist a leg or, you know, stumbling on a piece of raised concrete or uneven concrete our foundation that has moved due to the look at our weather. Look at you know, the sandy soil and all that we have here on the coast.
Sure,
it's just unbelievable, and we don't need to fall and break anything at our age.
No, not at all. And you're hitting the nail on the head. And the thing about it is when we are fortunate to live where we are because we don't have to worry about rain, we don't have to worry about water any time. And yes, they if you talk to the guys, the meteorologists in town, they'll tell you we're in some form of drought, but droughts to us are different than droughts out west, Arizona, New Mexico. Those folks have no water.
Right.
Their soil literally dries like Play-Doh sitting out in the sunlight and just drying up. For us, it's the polar opposite. We have so much rain and we have humidity and we have groundwater so close. We're not our water table is not that far down.
Right.
And so you have those problems underneath the house. And when you have those issues, that can release stuff into your house if you have a crawl space. Because
So true.
That crawl space is the lowest spot on the entire property.
It is.
Because it's down below the house, and typically the yard is up above the crawl space, and water trickles right into it.
Well, it's termite heaven as well.
Oh my gosh.
And right here on the coast, we really, really have a lot of problem with that.
Yes, and they live in wet wood.
Yes.
And guess what you have underneath your crawl space?
Right. Well, after that, they're going to have that wood to chew on and the moisture from, you know, from the ground because of the way a water soaks into our ground here.
Oh, yes.
It's hey, I've got some buddies that are in the termite business. They're having a field day.
Oh, yes. I bet they are. And another thing that we see is that the organic growth that grows on the wood when it's – people forget that mushrooms are a fungus. Mushrooms grow in caves in a dark, damp environment.
Right.
Well, that grows on the wood underneath your house. You have mold, mildew, fungus, and bacteria growing on the wood, eating the wood, and that's living on the wood. And 50% of the air in the first floor of your house comes from your crawl space.
Well, and that's why so many of us are sick and have sinus problems.
Have sinus problems, asthma, breathing problems. People don't even realize they can get vertigo. They're having their dizzy spells. Those are things that we
COPD
really—
COPD and all, you know, all that, asthma and all that comes from all of that.
Yes.
You know? Comes from that mold.
That's why we hyper-focus on that. We're proudly a foundation company, and I don't do windows and walls and roofs and plumbing. We focus on foundations, and that's what makes it better. We've been in Alabama for over 25 years. We're not a fly-by-night outfit. We're part of a groundworks company, and we're in 43 states. So that's a really neat thing for us to be able to be a part of a bigger picture.
Well, it's just, and y'all do just such an unbelievable job, and you have such qualified people that are trained in the industry that continue to do your work. It's just, you're doing a real good job, and I'm proud of you guys being able to come on board here and bring the information to the people on the Scuttlebutt Network, man.
Well, we're grateful to be able to do this and to show our veterans and explain things to them, because sometimes they don't know who to call when they have an issue like this. And so we would just want to have some little bit more exposure so that they can, hey, pick up the phone, give us a call at 251-402-9219. And or afsrepair.com. And that way you can come on there and let us know what you've got. And we come out and check it out for you. It's not a deal.
Right. It doesn't cost you a thing for you to come out and check it out.
Exactly. It's the way to do it, because you don't want to have trip hazards or something happening from your sidewalks, your driveways, your pool decks, your patios even. Whether there's a pool there or not, the patios can move. The home on a slab. There's so many different things.
So it is, and we appreciate you being on board here with us tonight.
Thank you for having
me. Bringing that information into us. And for more information, you can check us out on the Scuttlebutt Network. And on the other side of the break, my tirade on We Won't Get Fooled Again.
Men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret.
Mr. Tom Claxton.
For many Americans, the year that has been 2020 is one that they simply want to go away. And yet we still have a quarter to go with much left to undertake and encounter, including a hotly contested election for president. With the House and Senate up for grabs, we still face the final menace of the
Hong Kong, Pooh-wee, quicker than the human eye.
pandemic, with numerous blue states still closed for business and many of the tin-pot blue state governors and mayors threatening not only your personal life and liberties, but also the religious freedom of entire groups.
You know, I have to say to the Orthodox community tomorrow, if you're not willing to live with these rules, then I'm going to close the synagogues.
Of course, what do you expect from the man who had no problem stealing private property without any constitutional authority?
So I'm going to sign an executive order that says the state can take ventilators and PPE from institutions.
And although they have been hidden from the headlines of the Main Street media in order to tamp down the growing revulsion of middle American pre-election, the peaceful protest, I'm using air quotes and smiling on that one, okay? Actually, the riots and looting and destruction of personal property, lives and dreams continue in the major Democratic communist-run cities throughout the nation under the faux banner of Black Lives Matter, or is it the Green New Deal? Or is it to kill capitalism? Or is it another round of, I need a new set of Jordans, a flat TV screen, and some gin and juice for the weekend? Whatever the excuse, the rape and pillage of America continues. Portland is now on 140 days under siege and counting, with cover from candidate Joe Weekend at the Bidens.
Yeah, but Lomax is dead. He's not around anybody anymore.
I know that. You know that. Nobody else knows that.
Huh?
Oh!
Who's Bernie? It looks good enough. Let's go.
Uh-oh.
Larry, what?
Huh?
Oh.
Really?
Hi, Bernie. Hey, Bernie, just like last week, huh?
You are insatiable.
Doesn't anyone realize he's dead?
Then Kamala.
I slept with the other slick Willie
Harris. We, the American patriots, find ourselves subjected to the ongoing pedantic sophistries of such men-suck midgets as LeBron James and Alyssa Milano, neither of whom stayed at a Holiday Inn Express last night, but both of whom purport to be experts on topics ranging from alleged systemic racism to climate change. Although LeBron might be better served focusing on his basketball before he loses to the woeful Miami Heat, and Milano might want to figure out how to pay her debts and resurrect the TV show In Search Of to find out where her career went. What I think is most disturbing is that much of the discord in our nation that is being stoked by progressive political leaders and the cult of personality is being acted upon by young, educated, privileged white kids. Not those whom you might think would be storming the streets searching for justice. Yep, it is those with mountains of white privilege who are largely responsible for the grassroots efforts to overturn the very foundations of our nation, who vilify our founders and institutions such as our military, our veterans, and our police. They seek to destroy that which they do not understand after years of indoctrination at the hands of the progressive public education system, and the mind-numbing bleeding of the leftist state-run media outlets, and the newfound platform of social media. Unfortunately, this is nothing new in our nation. We saw it in the counterculture of the 1960s, which brought us stellar citizens such as cult murderer Charles Manson, the terrorist Black Panther movement, and the cop-killing Weather Underground led by Obama's pals Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn. So while the hippies of yesterday are now the anti-American leaders of the new progressive democratic social communist Marxist party, we can turn back the clock and listen to the prophetic words of Joe Friday from the classic TV show Dragnet with a little advice from our misguided youth.
You just don't understand.
Maybe we do, son. Don't think you have a corner on all of virtue vision in the country, or that everybody else is fat and selfish and you're the first generation to come along that's felt dissatisfied. They all have, you know, about different things, and most of them didn't have the same opportunity and freedoms that you do. Let's talk poverty. Most places in the world, that's not a problem. It's a way of life. And rights, they're liable to give you a blank stare because they may not know what you're talking about. The fact is, more people are living better right here than anywhere else ever before in history. So don't expect us to roll over and play dead when you say you're dissatisfied. It's not perfect, but it's a great deal better than when we grew up. 100 men standing in the street hoping for one job, selling apples on the street corner. That's one of the things we were dissatisfied about, and you don't see that much anymore.
You're taller, stronger, healthier, better educated, and you live longer than the last generation. And we don't think that's altogether bad. You've probably never seen a quarantine sign in your neighbor's door. Diphtheria, scarlet fever, whooping cough. Probably none of your classmates are crippled with polio. You don't see many mastoid scars anymore. We've done quite a bit of fighting all around the world. Whether you think it was moral or not, a lot of people are free today to make their own mistakes because of it. And that may just include you.
I don't know. Maybe part of it's the fact that you're in a hurry. You've grown up on instant orange juice. Flip a dial, instant entertainment. Dial 7 digits, instant communication. Turn a key, push a pedal, instant transportation. Flash a card, instant money. Shove in a problem, push a few buttons, instant answers. But some problems you can't get quick answers to, no matter how much you want them. We took a little boy into Central Receiving Hospital yesterday. He was 4 years old. He weighs 8.5 pounds. His parents just haven't bothered to feed him. Now give me a fast answer to that one. One that'll stop that from ever happening again. And if you can't settle that one, what about the 55,000 Americans who will die on the highways this year? That's nearly 6 or 7 times the number that'll get killed in Vietnam. Why aren't you up in arms about that? Or is dying in a car somehow moral? Tell me how to wipe out prejudice. I'll settle for just the prejudices you have inside yourselves. Show me how to get rid of the unlimited capacity for human beings to make themselves believe that they're somehow right and justified in stealing from somebody or hurting somebody. And you'll just about put this place here out of business.
I don't think that we're telling you to lose your ideals or your sense of outrage. They're the only way things ever get done. And there's a lot that still needs doing. And we hope you'll tackle it. You don't have to do anything dramatic like trying to come up with a better country. You can find enough to keep you busy right here. While you're at it, don't break things up in the name of progress or crack a placard stick over somebody's head to help him see the light. Be careful of his rights, because your property and your person and your rights aren't any better than his. And next time, you may be the one to get it. We remember a man who killed 6 million people and called it social improvement.
So hang in. Don't try to build a new country. Make the old one work. It has for over 400 years. And by the world's standards, that's hardly more than yesterday.
I don't think I could have said it better myself, except that Joe forgot to warn these members of the Progressive Zombie Army that with liberty at stake in the very future of our nation in the balance, true American patriots, and that includes us old-timer veterans, will stand and defend the Constitution once again, with our lives if necessary. You might want to remember that the next time your pasty, pudgy, overprotected, privileged white ass steps out on the streets to destroy another business, burn another block, deface another veteran's memorial dedicated to those who fought for your right to whine, or threaten hardworking Americans who pay taxes so your sorry ass can walk the streets under police protection, if you want to play for all the marbles, you got it. Just remember, your participation trophy this time just might be a red badge of cowardice. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Claxton. Just remember, the older we get, the less the death penalty really scares us.
Teenage Wasteland. It's only Teenage Wasteland. Teenage Wasteland. Oh, yeah. Teenage Wasteland. They're all wasted.
Welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans.
Hey, hey,
106.5 FM, at least for now, and streaming live at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, a couple old Marines with just a little bit to say, the First Amendment right to say it, and the fighting spirit to keep it. And, you know, Tom, not that, you know, a lot of good information there, and considering that was 5 years ago, it's still pretty relevant today.
It's, you know, it could have been done yesterday. Just change the names of the cities and what, you know.
Oh, well, I mean, you still got Portland. You'll always have Portland,
but we could add Chicago. We could add New York, you know, and we could add Minneapolis. You know, hey, they're all still there.
Oh, yeah. Well, and you know, I pulled that one up just because – you know, you went on that whole thing about, you know, the whole democratic, socialist, communist, this and that and the other.
Right.
And, you know, and the I heard an interesting thought this week. And it's like, why don't we want to discuss the pros and cons of socialism versus capitalism? And, you know, it's freedom versus slavery, effectively.
Right.
Not to mention the fact that. Democratic socialist was what Marx and Lenin called themselves before they became communists, and national socialist is what the Nazi Party was.
That's so true. That is so true.
You've got these young skulls of mush, and actually, outside of the educated elite females, what you've got in these places is you have an influx of immigrants. And that's who's voting,
right?
For folks like Mondani and others, because you know, they're from basically a society where they're told what to do.
Yep.
There's no concept of you know, let's go out and do it for ourselves. Yeah. And so there's a clash there, and it's really going to become it's going to come down to a matter of, you know, which side is best able to you know, explain what they believe in and what that does for you. But hey, you know what, Tom? Next week, Thanksgiving. Everybody have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. Remember those that are away from home. Remember, hero is not a four-letter word. God bless America, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Hoorah!